unfortunately, there is a subset of patients. We're probably down now to 3 to 5% of all the PVC patients that a cardiologist sees, who, despite reassurance, the absence of environmental stimuli, and an intolerance to beta blockade, still is having symptomatic PVCs and wants more done in an effort to eliminate them. Now we're getting down to a few choices that are fortunately not often necessary, but indeed at times work. An occasional patient, such as described, will respond to a type 1C drug such as flecainide or myristicine. These drugs are not typically recommended for the PVC patient, but in this patient who is truly desperate due to his or her PVCs, I have used this drug and patients have benefited from it, and they have gone from being completely incapacitated by their symptoms to being symptom-free and productive in their daily life. So this approach I would recommend, but only after everything else has been tried and the serum electrolytes are known to be normal. There's some controversy as to whether such administration of flecainide or of myristicine should be done as an inpatient or an outpatient, and I typically bring such patients into the hospital for a day, give them the drug for a day, and then perform a treadmill stress test before letting them go home. The other approach that's been used on rare occasion is an ablative approach to refractory PVCs, but in the last 10 years, I've only done this once, and fortunately, it's a rare patient that would want to go through an ablation for his or her PVCs.